Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
So this floated across my timeline. I have not yet heard the audio. I wanted to hear it in real time with you guys so that I am not prejudgmental. But Mina Kimes of ESPN suggested, based on the caption I'm reading, that Jaden Daniels needs to change the way he plays. And then subsequently, she was asked by somebody, why does he have to change the way he plays? And Joe Burrow doesn't when Joe Burrow gets hurt all the time. And she had an interesting comment about that that I want to go through. But let's hear the audio first to start the conversation. It's an important as a backdrop to remember. Based on his frame, one of the big questions on Jaden Daniels coming out was durability. And to his credit, amazingly, last year he played in every single game. Now, a month of those games, four of those games, he played with a broken rib. Nobody's questioning that toughness. But here we are now dealing with this knee in week two of the NFL season going into week three. But this was Mina Kimes on ESPN today.
My concern for this is more about Jaden Daniels' career. He has to take less contact. Through the first 2 weeks of the season, he leads all quarterbacks in QB contact, 29, both as a passer, QB hits, scrambling. And you can say, well, he played two difficult defenses. The Packers' defense looks amazing. He led all quarterbacks in QB contact last year. He led all quarterbacks in scramble rate last year. It's just not sustainable. And he is a quarterback who can win from the pocket. And he can be a part of that designed run game without it being the bulk of it the way it has been, frankly, through much of the season. So I think this got to be some tough conversations with Daniels about his style of play with an eye towards his continued longevity because he is too special to absorb this much contact.
29 hits, 12 by the Packers last week. Leads the NFL to this point. Now, the 12 quarterback hits were in the pocket. This counts all of the runs and the scrambles as well. So he's been contacted on 29 plays over two games. But she points out that last year, no quarterback, you want to call them collisions, you want to call them car crashes, whatever, no quarterback was contacted more than Jaden Daniels was. And we've talked about the scramble rate a lot. His rushing yards primarily came not from designed runs, where you kind of dictate where he's at on the field, and who is around him and what kind of defense is going to be able to get shots at him. But scrambles, where it is just not as dictatable. You know, you think back to, I know even just bringing up the name in this conversation will bother people, but like the Robert Griffin play with Haloti Ngata or whatever is like a scramble. It seems like those are the more dangerous plays because there's a spontaneity.
Less control. That's not the right word, but that's what it is.
So then she was asked by someone, why does Daniels have to change the way he plays, but Joe Burrow doesn't? She said, because Daniels scrambled not only at the highest rate in the NFL last year, but at a historically high rate, it's always going to be a part of his game. But they need to protect him from taking so much contact. That will be viewed as a hot take and, you know, annoying to people. I actually think it's completely correct.
I agree with every word. So, yeah, to me, it's very simple. I don't have a great analogy for it, but if you ever watch that F1 show on Netflix, Drive to Survive, there's a reason they don't take those F1 racing cars. You don't go down to the 7-Eleven to pick up a Slurpee in that. You use it for the special thing. You have to use it judiciously. It would be, you'd get everywhere faster if you just use your F1 car. You drove it around the Beltway a couple times. You'd probably beat your Honda Civic in most commutes. But there's a reason you don't do that. That's kind of my point about this running stuff. Every time you drop back, every time you have the football in your hands, you are at risk. there are certain inevitable risks that come with the position. Again, see Cincinnati. See the moment he threw to Terry McLaurin where you knew he was going to get hit. You got to step up, deliver the football, you get hit in the chops. That's part and parcel with the position, and guys have been hurt doing that, certainly, and I'm very aware of that fact. But the contact rate, the point that Mina Kimes makes, is correct. It's indisputable, and some of it is avoidable contact if you're Jaden Daniels. Now, the thing that Lamar Jackson learned early in his career when he was hurt a bunch too is – where the danger is, it seems. I've never actually spoken to Lamar Jackson about this, but his play would sort of dictate it. Daniels doesn't have enough, I need to get out of danger. The sideline is my friend. He does it sometimes when the run takes him towards the sideline. There is too often. Think of the play he got hurt on. Think of more times than often when he's escaping to the middle.
Which play did he got hurt on? The one where he went up in the air and landed on his shoulder? Or the one where he twisted his leg all up?
Fair enough. I mean, there were moments last year where he ended up not getting hurt, thankfully, but it wasn't because of the process was good. The sideline needs to be calling to him like a siren, and he must get there way more often than he does. He needs to avoid contact at a much higher rate. He's not Cam Newton. He's not framed that way. He's a slighter player, and it was my number one and remains really my only concern about him long-term as a player is his ability to stay available because of his frame, and because he's not afraid. And God bless him. I love him so much. And I would tell him, I need you. I need you to be safe at all times. Sacrifice a couple yards here. When you get clear, you get to the sideline. If you get more yards, do it. But get to that sideline.
You know, it's amazing to me. So, first of all, Lamar Jackson, who is the preeminent running quarterback right now, stays healthy at a really high rate. And you kind of draw some examples as to what you think is different about him versus Daniels in the way of running to the outside, using the sideline as his friend. He does seem to take on less contact. Early in his career, if you remember, Lamar Jackson got hurt a lot.
He did. Yes.
And it's part of why initially, I don't want to say I was out, but I never thought it would be a sustainable perennial MVP candidate, one of the best teams in the AFC every single year thing. I just didn't think there'd be enough longevity to his game. But he has played in 15 or more games now, four times over six seasons, to his credit. Some of those years, I'm guessing, you miss a game at the end because your team's headed to the playoffs or whatever.
Multiple times that happened, yeah.
There were a couple of years, though, where he missed a month at the end of the season. And remember, even playoff games, like where Tyler Huntley would come in 2021.
21 and 22, yes.
Where he was not there in the final few weeks. So there is an element of the track record says you're more at risk. But Daniels' rushing is way more scramble-driven than Lamar's designed runs. And I think that's what Mina Kimes is getting at. His scramble rate, pull the ball down and run, is historical. It is unlike anything that we've really seen. Is it sustainable? I think that's a fair enough question at his frame. And secondly, when she suggests the hits that he's taking, when you add up hits in the pocket, which hopefully fixable by getting the ball out faster, that's your play caller, by improving your offensive line, which will get better and better ideally. Josh Connerly will improve all of these things. You know, now I dictate how many hits I take as a rusher, and I can lower that number on my own. But she's saying it's 29 hits through two games. It doesn't work. 14 and a half hits. Contact plays, I'll call it. 14 and a half times you're in a collision per game over 17 games at his frame. You're just asking for problems. And it goes back to last year where he was number one in this. And I think it's interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.